Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The bygone era of steam train travel continues to fascinate all of us. Who doesn't like a train? Astoria acquired its own 1925 Baldwin locomotive engine, number 21, in 1991, and volunteers have spent over 50,000 enthusiastic hours to restore the engine. It's tender and a coach baggage car to their original glory, and they're close to being finished. And their intention is to offer excursions in the very near future. This Saturday, you have an opportunity to see what they've been up to. This Saturday, the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, is having an open house next to the Port of Astoria. And here today to talk about that and all things steam locomotive, we have volunteer director of the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association, John Neiman, and we have Dan Hauer, who's the treasurer of ARPA, Astoria Railroad Preservation Association. Hi, Dan.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Nice to see you here in the studio. And John.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. You've left the workspace here, and you're out and about in the sunshine.
Yeah, it's it shows, doesn't it?
I'm
peeling already.
Heads down, exactly, working on this for quite a long time. Before we talk about this incredible project that you all have been working on for a long time and the rewards that are so close to coming here, let's just talk a little bit about each of you and how you got involved with that. So, John, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I came here in 1974 out of high school. Went to... enrolled in Harvard on the Hill in a forestry program. And when I was up there, the oil pipeline was going on in Alaska, and took some welding classes, kind of got interested in the metal shop. Never had any of that in high school. And have since enjoyed working in the woods. But did that for a couple summers, but pretty much stuck in the metal trades industry from welding, machining, engineering. And I've worked several jobs around this area and in Alaska, Hawaii, whatnot. And I've just always loved to tinker with old stuff, you know. Grandma's barn was just a fascination for me when I was a kid. I could go in there, the old farm equipment, and she was good enough just to let me play around with it. So always try to restore something, that's basically what I've done.
Well, some people have those kind of brains. You know, they can look at something. They can look at a lot of parts that are strewn about and just say, oh, I have no clue. It's like math or something, or higher math or whatever it is. That would be for me. But and other people say, oh, I think that if that goes. So it's like a puzzle.
It is like a puzzle. It's exactly. And it's a learning. You know, you get to learn. And you just go, well, that's why we do it now, is because they did it then that way.
All right. So you started learning in your grandmother's barn on old farm equipment, tools, and things like that.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then you've been here in Astoria for?
Since 74. And when I was, what happened is my wife at the time, I had worked in Portland on steam locomotives, the three that they have up there. They were fixing up the SPNS 700. The Freedom Train was already done. And I'd go up there and volunteer a little bit because I just love working on them. I mean, locomotives are cool. They're big. They're impressive, you know. So I'd go up on a Saturday or something. And when they finally got the thing running, my wife surprised me and said, we're going somewhere this Saturday. Don't make any plans. And so I didn't ask her. And we just headed in the car, and I actually turned up in Yakima on the initial run of the SPNS 700 and took a dinner train. And So going up the valley, I went, you know, this would work really good in Astoria. We have the depot, we have the tracks. It's more scenic than this is. I'm gonna check this out.
We need a steam locomotive in Astoria. Okay, thank you, John. And please, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm born and raised here in Astoria my entire life. I did go off to college, U of O, but growing up, I always started playing with the little HO scale. Trains down on the pool table in the basement at the folks' house. And that started my love of trains and locomotives. And over the years, man, I just kept wanting to do more and got involved in starting to play with the bigger trains now.
And you are.
And we are.
And now you actually have your kindergarten.
Yes, I had my kindergartner down helping just last week.
On okay, so what happened then is, John, as a result of that, you said we need to find a steam engine and put together a train for Astoria.
Exactly. And then, you know, when he first got back, I started asking around, talking to people, talked to the city, Chamber of Commerce, also all the machine shops, the welding shops, fabrication shops, Port of Astoria, people that we knew would be, we needed their help and support if this was going to happen. And everybody said, yeah, that's a great idea. Go see if you can find one. And so in a spiral search, unfortunately, Astoria never got a locomotive. A lot of these locomotives that are running were donated. The city wanted one in a park. It was in a park, sits there for 20 years and 30 years, and finally somebody gets up the gumption and goes, let's go restore this locomotive. We never got one, so we had to find one. And we spiraled around. Distance traveling, you know, transporting one is critical and very expensive. And after a couple of weeks, we found one, put a bid in for it, and we weren't the only bidder, and it belonged to another nonprofit. And had our bid accepted and had to raise the money. And 2 months later, we had a locomotive in pieces in Astoria.
Well, okay. Well, who's we? Did you at that time had you formed the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association?
Yes, we were in the process of forming about the same time.
So that's you and a bunch of people who said, "Yes, what a great idea! Astoria needs a steam locomotive."
Exactly, and there's the list of the original board, and everybody is. I think everybody would recognize a lot of the names.
That's wonderful. And so you just went out, and then you found this. It's what we think of. I think certainly the general public and I would. I think of like Pollyanna getting on the train from the movie, you know, the big steam engine, the big black steam. But you really just had parts. You had pieces.
It had been taken apart in California and then shipped up to Snoqualmie. And it sat under the alder trees in pieces for 20 years.
And it stays, it doesn't rust, it doesn't go bad. I mean, it's okay. I mean,
it rusts.
Oh, it does rust.
But when the metal's 4 inches thick, you got a lot of years before it rusts completely through.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. All right. So then you brought it all back, and then you had to find a place where you could work on it and bring people in to help you.
We had worked on it outside for 5-6 years and did what we could in the summertime, took things apart, cataloged it, stored it, restored what we could in somebody's garage. And then, as a godsend, somebody let us use the shop that we're in currently.
Which is right by the Port of Astoria. I went there 2 years ago, and I was impressed 2 years ago. And I know you've come along much, you're much farther along now than you were then.
Yeah. When you come down this Saturday, you will see a whole different thing than what you saw.
How did you know? Did you, I mean, Dan, was there like a model? Was there something like, this is what it's supposed to look like, and this goes here, and that goes there? How'd you know?
We do have pictures from when it was originally running. It was purchased from the Santa Maria Valley Railroad from Captain Hancock. It was his first locomotive he ever bought brand new from the Baldwin Locomotive Works. And so when he bought it new in 1925, he became his pet engine. And he would oftentimes, you know, get done with the day or whatever, he would love to go run that train. And so it was his baby that he would take care of. And during its lifespan, it mainly hauled oil and beets down in the Santa Maria Valley. And so there's a lot of photographs of him and running it over time, pictures of the locomotive. But we also have the original blueprint for the actual locomotive. So a lot of the parts
great.
And pieces that we didn't have, we've been able to go back to the original drawings and make them from there.
Well, and that's what you said too, John, that if you, because they don't make these parts anymore.
No.
So you had to be creative, and you said, you just say, well, it's supposed to look like this, so let's see if we can, well, did you use any of the Tongue Point Job Corps students?
We have, occasionally. We've used students from Clatsop Community College, Mertz Campus, have come out. We'll use anybody who comes down. And
so still looking for volunteers. If you think
looking,
working
absolutely.
On a big train, if you liked playing with trains as a child, and you think working on a big train with a lot of really cool people who are close to being finished, this is what a great opportunity. Now people can come in. You've done all the really, a lot of the heavy lifting, but they can come and still do painting and...
Yes. We'll teach them how to do stay bolts. That'll be the lesson of the day.
All right. Okay. So right now, the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association is looking for some volunteers. But you get to come and see it on Saturday. You're opening up. You have a big open house, and there's music. And let's talk about Saturday.
Well, what we want is a lot of times when we're, especially lately, it's been real loud in there. There's a lot of air hammers going. It's really hard to communicate. Everybody's running around with earplugs in. And that's the process of work, what we're doing right now. But once a year, we like to clean up the shop so we can find out, yes, we did have 10 7/8 wrenches, you know? And that's okay. Where that thing, I've been looking for that. And now that we have everybody down there cleaning it up, it'll take us 2 months to find it again because it's all put away in a shelf somewhere.
Where it's supposed to be.
But at least we'll see the floor, clean everything up. And it's, I want everybody to understand this is Astoria's locomotive. The community, when we had to raise $28,000 in 1 month to buy the locomotive, and we raised actually $33,000, which is enough to pay for the crane that we had to get to lift it on back in 91. And ever since that time, everybody's donated, kept us going. It's all been supported by the community. So take some pride in it's Astoria's locomotive.
I don't think a lot of people know that Astoria has a steam locomotive. I mean, people know that Garibaldi has one and that they do little excursion trips. But we talked about the fact that not only is it a steam locomotive engine, but it's an economic engine because people love to come and ride on these steam engine trains.
Yeah, it's the economic benefits, I think, are to this town once this thing is running. And it often gets confused with the trolley because we're right down in the same area. And it's not in by any means in competition with the trolley. They go side by side. We would run from the depot east, say up to Napa, hour and a half trip. The trolley would run along its regular track that it normally does. So people, what a great idea. You ride the trolley and then hop on the steam train. For instance, like a cruise ship, ride the trolley to the depot, hop on the steam train, come back, hop on the trolley, go back to the cruise ship, play around downtown. It really fits in with what we already have. It would just be complimentary.
No, it works perfectly. And you did it because of this love and passion for trains. I mean, that's how, Dan, you got involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, when we're actually rolling on it, the scenery and beauty along the Columbia River, along those tracks, is just amazing. You can't compare it to anywhere else.
I think a trip to Napa, I think people would love that. And what a great opportunity for school children to be educated. And because in every community where tourism is a factor, and obviously in this community it is, something like that is a huge draw.
Definitely. It's going to definitely bring more people in, add to the already great tourist economy that we have, benefit for everyone.
And we get to play engineer.
And blow the whistle and all of that. I mean, pull the whistle.
Ring the bell.
Yeah, we get to pull the lever. And you got to realize what's really cool about a steam train is here it is, 83 tons of steel, 50 miles an hour, no steering wheel, man.
How do you do that?
You pull levers and turn valves.
That is amazing. I never thought about that. You're having a lot of fun with this, and people associate trains with fun. Mm-hmm. But it's also educational about how things work. And we're going to just do a station ID, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the special old engine show that's happening. This is the first time ever that people can see this Saturday. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and you're listening to KMUN 91.9. And my guests today are John Neiman. He is the director of the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association, and Dan Hauer. He's the treasurer, and we're talking about the steam locomotive that Astoria, because you gave this. I mean, this, you say it belongs to Astoria. It's owned by the Astoria Railroad Association, Preservation Association, but really all Astorians can take pride in the fact that Astoria has its own steam locomotive, which has been under wraps, but is soon to come out after you finish some more work.
Exactly, and we encourage. That's why we want everybody to come down Saturdays. Take a look what they bought.
So Saturday at noon, this Saturday, September 10th at noon, 12 o'clock, at the Port of Astoria, what's going to be happening there?
Okay, where we're at, head to the port, you'll see the sign. We're actually in the little blue Quonset hut that's hidden. It's everybody, I'll guarantee you, 90% of the people who live in Astoria drive right by there and go, I never knew this was here.
It's like hiding an elephant in some place. I mean, really, here we have this giant steam engine, and very few people know it's there.
Correct. So go down, park in the Red Line parking lot is the best way. because we're going to close down Industry Street. Industry is the one that the trolley barn's on, and we're going to close it east of where the trolley barn is. The best way, what we're going to have there is an antique engine show, an old engine show. These are the old, very early examples of internal combustion engines that have been meticulously restored and are running. I'm hoping to have about 20 or so, maybe hopefully a little more. And these guys have restored them. They'll have them out there. They'll run them for everybody. And it'd be kind of interesting. If you needed power in the old days to run a pump, you get 10 guys, lift this thing on, turn the flywheel, and, you know, the old hit and miss. This would be the same engines that powered the gillnet boats and the launches when they went from steam or sail. And wow, I got power now, you know, I can do a lot more. Drag saws, you know, the first power saws in the wood. So we hope to have a good example of the whole mess of this stuff, and I think it'll be really interesting for people to they're coming from all over the valley, and that'll be a good thing.
Well, and that's kind of a rare opportunity to see all of these old engines in one place that are running. And so I see school outing, of course school hasn't started yet here at least, but I see this as being an incredible educational opportunity for families and children. And there's also a barbecue the Lions are putting on?
It's going to be a free barbecue.
A free barbecue.
That's right.
Okay.
Lions always do a great job cooking up the burgers for that. We'll have, you know, drinks available there also. We'll have live music.
You have the Beet Gobblers, the Salty Dogs, the Distractions, and others?
That's right. It's going to be a great time for everyone.
So music, the barbecue.
The barbecue's in the parking lot of the Portway Tavern.
Okay. And this is from noon until what time?
5 o'clock.
Okay, noon to 5 on Saturday. And if people want more information about the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association, how do they find that out?
The easiest way is just Google, if you've got internet access, is Google Astoria Railroad, and we'll be the first ones to pop up. You can call the shop. We're in the phone book as Astoria Railroad Preservation. The number is 503-325-5323. Let the phone ring, because
okay,
a lot of times we can hear it in the shop, but if we're in the middle of riveting or in the middle of making
right,
a cut on a lathe,
mm-hmm,
we have to finish that before mm-hmm we can. So let it ring, and that's the best way to get hold of us.
You know, I was just thinking that, you know, we often have groups that come here to Astoria, and they want to do special outings, and I can just see them, you know, going to the Maritime Museum, taking the trolley, going to the Maritime Museum, and then hopping on the steam engine. What a great opportunity for people. And we have a car, and we're going to have more cars, correct?
Correct.
Passenger cars?
That car is actually very historically correct for Astoria. It was built to run to Astoria as part of James Hill's bid to beat Harriman and the Union Pacific. Hill had, of course, one of the original robber barons, had the Great Northern, and he formed the Spokane, Portland, and Seattle Railroad. And Harriman wouldn't let him run on his tracks down to San Francisco, and Hill wanted to get there. So he came up with this idea that we'll build this railroad. He built two very fast 600-foot steamships that were 600 feet long. They ran out of Flavel, which no longer exists, but that's where Warrenton Fiber is, right on the point right there at Carruthers Park. And the idea was to run the trains to Flavel, hop on a steamship, and be down to San Francisco, and you could do it 2 hours faster than what you could taking the train all the way from Portland down through the Siskiyous.
The old advertising shows that for $38.40, you can get the round trip, and you could save 2 hours and 200 miles.
That's so funny. Look what people do when they're competing.
Yeah, and that car was, when he did this, not only when the steamships came online, he bought 22 cars, enough for two complete trains to run between Portland and Flavel. And that's one of the cars.
And so when our locomotive engine, when our steam engine is up and running, we will be in that. We will have that passenger car that we can ride in.
That'll be the next.
That'll be
we
the
start
next
on.
Restoration.
Okay. All right.
When we first
good
get going, though, we can find. We have cars available to us that we will just bring down. Once
good
the locomotive's
good
going, we're going to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Chew,
once people can
tracks
see that there is actually this steam engine here, and Terry Wilson, our engineer, wants to say something.
Well, I come from an old railroad family, too. I can remember my grandfather was in charge of all the maintenance for Northern Pacific Railway. And he died the year I was born. But I remember my dad taking me out to the yards in Spokane. I must have been 6, 7, or 8, climbing all over the engines. And the most proud I was on that day, we walked into the lavatory, and some worker came in and gave me some Baraxo to wash my hands. But I wonder how many people listening have ever ridden on the SP&S. I did. My grandparents, my mother's folks, lived in Sandpoint, Idaho. Every summer, I would take the SP&S from Astoria to Spokane, hop on a Greyhound up to Kootenai, Idaho, and then the end, time to come back to school, back on the Greyhound, back down the SP&S to Astoria. That was in the late 40s and early 50s.
Well, Terry, you've had some adventures. You know, what is it about the romance of these, is it that life was slower then, the pace? What is the romance of these trains? These old steam
engines. First off, the trains built the West. I mean, until we got the railroad connecting the East Coast and West Coast, I mean, you had to take, you know, either Lewis and Clark had to hike across, or you had to take a ship around. Once the railroad connected the East Coast and West Coast, boy, that started the boom out West, and the West was built by railroads.
Yeah, there's a lot of fascinating. I mean, you could probably write a book, get a doctorate, a thesis on what's so fascinating, but I know you don't have to take your shoes off and go through screening.
okay.
You can walk around at leisure instead of remain in your seat with the seatbelt sign is on. You got plenty of time to see everything, and you get to see a lot. You know, it's sights you don't normally see on the road.
Train journeys are very different from other kinds of experiences. And I know that China has the bullet train, that there are these high-speed trains. I'm not sure that's the same experience as being on a steam locomotive.
No, we go fast enough to get there, but slow enough to see.
Oh, I like that. Fast enough to get there, but slow enough to see.
There's a definite nostalgia and romance about the old steam locomotives when you see the big puff of smoke going up and you hear the steam whistle and it slowly starts rolling forward.
Yes. Some adventure is going to happen. Something mysterious and wonderful. And where are there any being used other than just for kind of more tourism excursions these days, or are they all kind of they've been replaced?
They've all been replaced. Even in the poorer countries, I can't name any, but there might be one or two railroads that are still running. But most of them, they keep them just for special purposes, excursions.
Because it's labor intensive and you can't find the parts, just like, as you know, because you had to create parts.
Definitely. Correct. And you also have to build the tools to be able to build the parts. So, I mean, it's not just that part. You've got a whole long process to be able to come up with each individual part from there.
But what a great adventure for you to say, we don't know how to resolve this. How are we going to find this piece? And then you not only, we don't have the tool, you have to create the tool and the piece.
That's right.
And then make the phone call. There's actually quite a society of people that are doing steam now. They did scrap a steam locomotive 2 weeks ago, which is the first one that's been scrapped in America in probably decades now. So they're out there, they're in the parks, they're getting restored or at least preserved, if not restored, at least preserved. And there's quite a collection of people now. Unfortunately, what has happened, the time is passed on. There is really no one around who ever actually worked on these things. So we don't have that firsthand knowledge to go to, but there's enough people who help fix up the stuff. For instance, the Freedom Train, who have continued in, quote unquote, the industry, that now there's a whole new set who have probably never worked on one as a kid or as a job, but now know the intricacies of steam and the methods and how to keep these things running.
Well, you're preserving a legacy then. You all are actually doing something really valuable because you're historians. I mean, the way you were speaking before, I mean, you know your stuff about steam locomotives and that whole history of railroads. There must be a railroad museum.
Oh, there's
somewhere.
There must be a lot of good ones.
Quite a few, I would imagine.
California State Railroad Museum is a good one to go look at.
Right.
Anybody going through Sacramento, passing through to L.A., stop, take a look at that. That's a state money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of railroad museums around. One up in Snoqualmie is not too bad, where we got the thing. Right. I got to give them a plug.
Of course. But to have one working, to have Astoria have its very own steam locomotive engine working is really, I think, a treasure for
yes.
us. And so we only have a couple more minutes left. So, Dan, what last thing would you like the listening audience to know?
I just want to invite everyone down this Saturday, starting at noon, to the train shop. Like I say, park at the Port of Astoria. Come on over across the tracks. And come enjoy the barbecue. Check out our progress. And then most of all, also see our old engine show, because that would be a rare opportunity, some of these old engines that are up and running.
Absolutely. I can see a lot of young people really being fascinated by that and wanting to come. And, John, what else would you like?
Give us your money.
Okay.
Help
You're
fund
so
it.
Close. You're so close. You get to get at the very, I mean, this is great. You all have done so much of the hard work, and now you're very, very close. And I know Betsy Johnson's been there. People are very supportive. Of course, the mayor will be there when we bring this out. I mean, this. So be part of the Astoria Steam Locomotive Railroad history.
Yes, come down and volunteer. Anybody who's interested in this, we will find a job for you. Don't think you have to be a machinist. We'll teach you. All right, and there's all sorts of things other than machinists. All ages. I have an 80-year-old guy working down there. And I have a 12-year-old kid that comes down regularly. These are my regular volunteers in every span in between, male, female. We need volunteers. We need money. But above all, come down to Saturday and see what we're about.
Absolutely. And enjoy the fun. So you can Google Astoria Railroad and Astoria Railroad Preservation Association will come up. There are flyers. There's a phone number. And I will leave this information at the station in case you have other questions. But I would encourage all of you to come. I thought it was fantastic when I went there a couple of years ago. And now I know that you've made so much more progress. And it really looks like a train.
It's getting there.
Yeah. I mean, those big wheels and everything.
We won't have the wheels on this year.
But the wheels are there.
The wheels are actually, I'll make this quick because I know we're running out of time. We got to plug Art Dick because Art, you got to get the wheels done.
Art, get the wheels.
But they're
please.
Out at his shop in Napa. And as soon as this event's over, we're going out there and we'll finish those.
All right. Excellent. And it is quite something to be up close to something that's so grand and huge. And we just don't see those kinds of things really anymore. So I hope all of you will come down this Saturday at noon at the Port of Astoria and support the Astoria Railroad Preservation Association, because in a year or so, when they roll it out, you can be proud that you've been part of the experience and you've helped in some way as a volunteer or with a donation of any type. Well, thank you both so much for what you're doing. I'm very excited about this.
Thank you
very
much
for having us.
I think it is an economic. It's an engine for history and for our economy.
Exactly.
And great fun as well. So thank you so much for all the work that you're doing on this. Thank you, Terry Wilson, engineer extraordinaire. And you've also had a really interesting life, too. We'll have to talk to you about some of your adventures. And I want to thank everyone who listens to Talk of Our Towns, which airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10. And also, again, this evening, it will be on KCPB 90.9 at 8:30 p.m. And you can also download this program from your website, whatever. Anyway, and I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things. Expand on them and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.